Bits, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Biden will be in Arizona Friday as the federal government recognizes 150 years of abuse of Native American children in federally mandated schools. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
Interior Secretary Deborah Holland, the first Native American ever to hold that post, says the president will also issue an apology to Indian nations for abuses suffered by Native children who were forced to attend federal Indian boarding schools.
Run by the U.S. government and religious institutions. This includes my own family.
The Washington Post issued a detailed report on abuses suffered by Native children at those schools.
A year ago Friday, Lewiston became the site of Maine's deadliest mass shooting. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has more.
The call came in shortly before 7 p.m. local time.
We have an active shooter.
The shots were fired at a bowling alley and a bar and grill.
Multiple.
18 people died. The city of Lewiston, Maine is holding a ceremony to honor the victims, survivors, and others affected by the shooting.
Citing evidence they were abused by their parents, the Los Angeles District Attorney is asking a judge for the early release of the Menendez brothers in prison for 35 years for the murder of their parents. An update from CBS News correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti.
According to the DA, this is now in the hands of a judge who will review the case and hold a hearing in about 3 to 4 weeks. There has been some discussion, specifically with the defense attorney, saying that the brothers could be home as soon as Thanksgiving, but those that we've spoken with, legal experts, say that seems unlikely.
As the days tick away before Election Day, the presidential candidates are shoring up their base support. Vice President Harris in Atlanta, Georgia, with former President Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen.
And I don't need to tell you, voting has already started. And everybody here knows it's going to be a tight race until the very end.
Former President Donald Trump was in border state Arizona speaking in Tempe.
If you want your Medicare looted by 21 million illegal aliens until there's nothing left, and by the way, if they ever got in, the border will be immediately opened.
Undocumented people are not eligible for Medicare. Game 1 of the World Series between the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers starts Friday night. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz has our preview.
For LA's Game 1 starter, Jack Flaherty, the game plan is simple.
You just got to keep making pitch after pitch after pitch and not really give in.
Gerrit Cole will take the mound for the Yankees, and Yankee skipper Aaron Boone has confidence his ace will be ready to go.
He's proven himself to be a big game pitcher. We're obviously blessed to be able to give him the ball.
This series marks the 12th time the Yankees and Dodgers will be meeting in the World Series.
The last time it was the Dodgers in 6 back in 81. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission received reports Thursday morning that some local election officials are still experiencing label printing delays for absentee envelope labels. WEC staff continued to work with state partners to pinpoint the root cause and improve label printing time.
Shortly after, the Green Bay City Council held a press conference showing solidarity with the mayor in negotiations with the Packers to extend the lease at Lambeau Field. The team extended a new offer that includes rent increases. It does not, however, include a community benefit statement or economic development in the city. Green Bay City Council President Brian Johnson.
That a lot of these are things that the Packers are already doing in our community. We acknowledge that, and we know that, and we're so appreciative of those investments. However, we want a lease to capture that.
It's now up to the mayor and outside council to evaluate the offer.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Big night for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team in primetime when they host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30 in Madison. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on playing this one at Camp Randall Stadium.
Home field advantage is what you make of it. This place has been a home field advantage, you know, obviously over time. But you got to make it a home field advantage. I think that's one of those things that Coach Alvarez kept talking about, the environment and making this place a home field advantage. But you have to make it the home field advantage. You have to create some of those things. You have to generate the energy And that's what our guys got to understand.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Defensive backs Jair Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon limited in practice, but are expected to play. NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in their home opener. Doc Rivers on the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr.'s performance in Philadelphia.
He was awesome. Physical, tough. He's got such a tough role because, you know, his job is to be the defender, and you can see he's doing it.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances ending, or clouds rather stubborn. Light winds at lower 40s by daybreak. Morning clouds Friday will give way to gradual clearing. Highs in the upper 50s, northwest winds gusting to nearly 25. Currently 46 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Kiev Akil, Dan Schumacher, and heading into the final 10 days of election campaigning.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to our third hour. There's a new book out that you need to know about, and I'm just so happy I'm going to be able to speak with the author for the next 30 minutes. Craig Unger is the author. He was the guy. He was on this story from the get-go. But the new book is titled Den of Spies, Reagan, Carter, and the Secret History of the Treason that Stole the White House. Craig, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you with us. CraigUnger.com, by the way, is a website. And Craig Unger, UNGER, on Twitter. First of all, let's step back into the Wayback Machine. It's 1979, and the hostages are taken, I believe, on, a year before, to the day almost, a year before Election Day of 1980. Am I remembering correctly?
Absolutely. I think it was November 4th, 1979. And it was a real crisis. The entire country, people... I guess a lot of your listeners probably weren't even born, but there were yellow ribbons tied around trees. There were pop songs about that. There was a countdown on the news every night. American held hostage and it went on for 444 days. So it was the central issue of the 1980 presidential campaign. And the key thing was, if Jimmy Carter could bring the hostages home before the election, he would probably win. And if not, he would lose.
Right. And a broad consensus about that, I think. Because Carter had been, in some ways, a very popular president. If I could just back up a little bit, we know now, since the LBJ files were released, about 15 years ago or so, that in 1968, Richard Nixon learned that Johnson and Humphrey had worked out a peace deal with the Vietnamese, both the North and the South, that was supposed to be consummated in Paris. And Nixon's people, Anna Chenault and company, reached out and blew up that deal, offered the South Vietnamese leader apparently a whole pile of money or something if they would blow up the deal, if they'd hold off until after the election. And there's that famous call where LBJ tells Everett Dirksen, they oughtn't to be doing this, Everett, this is treason. And Everett Dirksen, the grand old Republican leader, says, I agree, or something like that. So this is not the first time that a Republican president or a Republican who wanted to become president employed treason. Blew up actual negotiations by a federal government to steal an election. Am I remembering correctly, Craig?
Absolutely. In fact, it's the same issue you see in 68, in 1980, and again today. And people have often cited I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the name of the act, but essentially it's an act of treason to hijack American foreign policy, mm-hmm. and use it
You're talking about the Logan Act?
Yes. And it's never really been used, but it's cited often. It dates back to 1799.
Yep.
But people haven't been, it's never really been tried in court. And here you have the first time where, it's not the first time, but it's really, they really seized American foreign policy and hijacked it. And in order to prolong the detention of American hostages, and I want people to think about that for a second, the Republican Party, which was not in power, was illegally sending weapons to Iran. And in return, they wanted the hostages to be incarcerated even longer.
Now, this is before the election. This was before Ronald Reagan took office. The my recollection is that the it was the spare parts for the American military equipment that we had sold to the Shah of Iran, which was now controlled by the Ayatollah. In fact, I think it was tires were being routed through Israel during the election campaign by Republicans. Am I remembering that right, Craig?
Yes, both Israel and Iran relied almost entirely on American military, and especially under the Shah, the Iran had a huge military. Mm-hmm. But suddenly they were being attacked by Iraq, and they were running out of spare parts for their F-4 fighter jets, their C-130 cargo planes, and so forth. And the only place they could get them through Israel. And this set up a geostrategic sort of dilemma, where Israel wanted Iran armed to fight Iraq. Iraq was attacking Iran. Mm-hmm. And there were good strategic reasons for this. But the upshot was that Israel participated in a covert operation to sabotage an American presidential election. And that is just sort of astounding. It's one of those taboo things that has never really appeared in the American press, and writing about it meant that you would get an awful lot of pushback, and that's what happened to me.
Yeah, did Netanyahu or his brother have anything to do with this?
No, they weren't really participating at that stage. Okay. Menachem Begin was the prime minister, and this was not long after the Camp David Accords, and even though that won the Nobel Prize for both Anwar Sadat of Egypt and for Israel, and it's a treaty that has lasted for more than 40 years. Israel was very angry that Jimmy Carter had forced them to give back the Sinai to Egypt. They wanted him out of office. They did not want him reelected. And here they were participating in this covert operation to get rid of him.
Wow. Much like AIPAC is participating in American elections right now.
Right.
So you said they essentially took you down. I mean, tell us about what happened to you when you reported on this back in the day. And when was it that you first found out about this and reported on it?
Right. I first got into it in April of 1991. And the New York Times had a wonderful op-ed piece by Gary Sick, and who was on Jimmy Carter's National Security Council. And it sort of gave me an outline. So I wrote a 10,000-word article about it for Esquire that was the first major narrative about it in print. Newsweek immediately hired me afterwards to lead their investigation. A number of key people, like former Attorney General Elliot Richardson, were my sources, and Richardson told me, you know, this makes Watergate look like a garden party. When I got to Newsweek, suddenly everything shifted in reverse, and everything that was reported was unreported. Newsweek did three stories in a row saying the October surprise didn't happen, it didn't happen, it didn't happen. And if you know anything about news, if you know anything about journalism, news is when something happens, when something doesn't happen, you generally don't write three stories in a row about it. Mm. So there was a disinformation operation, and Newsweek and the New Republic led the way in shutting it down. Newsweek let me go, and I was actually sued by Reagan's former national security advisor, Bud McFarlane, and in general, almost any reporter who kept following it after that point was labeled a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, it's absolutely remarkable. We're talking with Craig Unger. His new book is Den of Spies, Reagan, Carter, and the Secret History of the Treason that Stole the White House. Craig, you can stick around for a minute, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We'll be right back in just a few seconds with Craig Unger. The book Den of Spies, Reagan, Carter, and the Secret History of the Treason. So nice to see that word being used. I've been using this word to describe this for years, and here Craig has nailed it. New York Times best-selling author.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back with Craig Unger about his new book, Den of Spies, in just a moment.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion?
At least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit FFRF.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to FFRF.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
The truth ain't so clear. Up in the suburbs, not the Appalachia frontier.
He's got a new book out, Den of Spies, Reagan, Carter, and the Secret History of the Treason that Stole the White House. Craig and I were just talking about Bill Casey, who Reagan put in charge of the CIA. He was but he was in charge of Reagan's campaign in 1980. And he was right up to his eyeballs in working with the Iranians to hold the hostages and thus deny Carter the presidency. Craig, what happened next? We've got about 5 minutes here. I want to get through all this, but I also want to, I want to know what do we do about this now? In retrospect, is there any chance that any of this is going to break through, or that the Democrats will start talking about this?
Well, my hope is that Americans finally come to terms with this. I mean, we as a country, I think, rarely, we're always in denial about the dark parts of our history. And this is something we've denied. It goes back to the origins of America, I think. And for me, it was very personal in a way that this country doesn't accept its dark parts. When I was a child, I had my first trip to Europe, and my father took me to Germany. He took me to the concentration camps. I went to Dachau. And when you go there, you see that it's really a monument to the victims. They're honoring the victims. Mm-hmm. I was just around 13 or 14 then when I went there, and I came back to the United States, and I went on a Texas history trip. I was from Dallas, and we went to the Alamo. And when I got to the Alamo, I realized it wasn't until many, many years later, I realized it was a completely different story than when been told. The Alamo was not about the heroics of Davy Crockett and so forth. It was really a battle for slavery. At the time, Texas was a province in Mexico. Mexico had just abandoned slavery. And the Alamo is a battle for the slave owners to be able to continue to engage in the slave trade. And I think America has long had that problem. There are Confederate flags at Trump rallies. That's really the equivalent of swastikas.
Yeah. I thought this was going to break through, last year or the year before, when Ben Barnes, who was the former lieutenant governor of the state of Texas, told the New York Times that he was on one of these flights to Paris where the Iranian deal, the deal to hold the hostages was apparently being put together.
Right. I mean, there are bits and pieces which only make sense if the October surprise took place. Right. And I think I can finally put to rest any doubts about it, because I actually have the receipts, and I have in the book printed copies of invoices of weapons that were traded by political operatives of Bill Casey, and they ended up in Iran. And they got all the way to the president of Iran, who delivered those receipts to the House of Representatives, which was investigating it. But they just filed them away, put them in cardboard boxes in an abandoned store, a ladies' room, in a Capitol Hill office.
Right.
And a colleague of mine, Bob Perry, actually found them under the tampon dispenser. And but they haven't really surfaced until now.
So here, I'm sorry, finish your
thought. That should give you a sign of how much of a whitewash the congressional investigation was.
Right. So here we have Richard Nixon committing treason with the Vietnamese to win the election, followed by Ronald Reagan committing treason with Iran to win the election, followed by George W. Bush being put into office by the Supreme Court because Catherine Harris had refused to count 45,000 ballots for Al Gore, and then Donald Trump coming into office with help from Russia. It seems to me like the last legitimate Republican president we had was Dwight Eisenhower. Is that a message that America is ready to accept?
Well, we haven't accepted it in full, and we have to start doing that, I think. And if I want to criticize the Democrats, it's for being lapdogs. It's for not enforcing it enough. Yeah. We have to have oversight.
Yeah, they should be raising hell about this. We're talking with Craig Unger. The book is Den of Spies, Reagan, Carter, and the Secret History of the Treason that Stole the White House. Will there be any congressional inquiries? Have you spoken with anybody on Capitol Hill? Has anybody evidenced any interest in reviving this?
I think it's too far in the past right now. And certainly, the Democrats don't control Congress now.
Yeah.
They can't do that.
Well, they have the Senate.
Yeah. I don't think they have the appetite for it right now. And they've got their hands full fighting off Trump right now.
Right. So I just have about 30 seconds here left. The president of Iran at the time in 1980 came to the United States and told the Christian Science Monitor, yeah, we did this with Reagan. Am I right?
Right. Well, I spoke to President Bonnie Sauter, who was living in exile in France. And in many ways, it was a double coup d'etat. Not just Jimmy Carter was forced out of office. I mean, he lost the election partly as a result of that. And the same happened in Iran, where President Bonnie Sauter survived three assassination attempts and finally fled the country. So this worked both ways. And it's also important that the Republicans were making an alliance with the hardliners, the really tough theocratic fundamentalists, not the secular Democrats.
Craig, we're out of time. Den of Spies is the book. It's brilliant. Craig Unger, the author. Craig, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Great talking with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Well, that's a hell of a story. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today by going to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, that's HomeTitleLock.com/TOM.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah.
But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511.
The lines lit up as people chimed in with tales of darkness. Where does it begin? Is he the beast, the one from the past, or just a man whose evil won't last? By his fruits, the truth will be shown. Is Trump the Christ, or just flesh and bone? Women cry out.
Just flesh and bones, but whatever. Anyhow, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Bob in Gloucester, Maryland. Hey, Bob, what's up?
How you doing, Tom? I'm not looking forward to when you retire. A question I have is, I've been playing with the electoral map. So, what do you think Harris's path to victory is if she loses Michigan? Which, unfortunately, I believe she's going to lose Michigan
because of the war in Gaza.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like her last, if you saw her CNN interview,
I did,
and then her comments after Sinwar was killed, they were both reprehensible. So yeah. They're not. And I don't know if you saw, like, the Harris campaign, like, kicked out a Muslim representative at one of
I know, they apologized to him after the fact. But, you know, yeah, no, I get it. I believe that Netanyahu and Trump are working together to sabotage, you know, the Biden campaign. And Biden, you know, I agree.
I agree with you, but the Harris campaign isn't doing itself any favors.
I know. So, anyway, if she loses Michigan... Bob, I'm sorry. I'm not Steve Kornacki. I don't do all the numbers on all the states and game out all the opportunities or options. So I can't answer your question. I don't know the answer to the question.
Oh, okay, then. That's fine. I mean, what's your opinion on Michael Moore's assessment that she will still win? Like, he's more iffy about it, but he thinks that she can make up the numbers elsewhere in Michigan?
I think so, too. I think that my sense of it is that everybody is underestimating a couple, you know, over 100 million pissed off women. And that, you know,
I agree with you on that.
The Dobbs decision is a much bigger factor in this election than anybody's giving it credit for. But, you know, we'll find out probably 2 weeks from today. So, what can you do?
All right. Awesome.
Bob, thanks
a lot. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, sure. Good talking to you. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Oh, Tom, it's Social Security. You know, I really hope that the Democrats come out big on Social Security, that the Republicans want to end it. And they want to defund it. And I think if they do it in states like Florida, Arizona, Nevada, I think it's a big, big issue.
And well, Trump has a plan to break Social Security in 6 years. I mean, he has already proposed things that will defund Social Security within 6 years.
Yeah, and I think the Democrats should be screaming about it. Not only that, but the thing is, our young people don't understand that that's their Social Security safety net if they get hurt on the job. And I think they should tell these young people that, you know, if you get hurt on the job, Social Security is your safety net. And I just think they need to hammer this home.
Yeah, that's something that most young people have no idea of, is that the Social Security Disability Program, you can't buy that kind of insurance. Or maybe you could, but it would cost a fortune. Where if you are disabled, I mean, this happened to one of my closest friends, Michael Hutchison. He's passed away now. But 15, 20 years ago, something like that, Michael was living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he was out jogging on a morning where they had had a little bit of snow or some serious frost. He was going over a bridge that had a low, guardrail on it, and he slipped and fell into this river and broke his neck. And he was paralyzed from the neck down for the rest of his life. And it was Social Security, and he was in his 50s when this happened. And it was Social Security that kept him alive. It was Social Security that paid his rent, paid his bills. I mean, you know, everything. And people just don't know that they've got that available to them.
No, and especially the young people. You know, my sister is schizophrenia, and she worked as long as she could. Mm-hmm. But she's got Social Security disability.
Exactly.
She worked till she was in her 50s. But it's a devastating illness. And, yeah. You know, I just think that young people need to understand that they could lose this safety net, and they may need it because, you know, if you don't have it, what are you going to do?
I agree.
Eat out of a dumpster?
Yep.
I mean,
no,
it's really important.
I totally get it. I have a nephew who's in the same position as your sister, and, you know, yeah, I totally get it. Mark, thank you for the call, and thanks for pointing that out. It's something that needs to be said more frequently. Dak in Los Angeles. Hey, Dak, what's up?
Hi. Called your program a long time ago on the Brunch for Bernie thing, and I don't know if you recall, just asked a question of Bernie Sanders if he would support the option to vote against someone, and unfortunately my question got misunderstood. But, you know, time has passed, and we still do have problems with our elections, but not the problems Trump's been saying. It's not the voters.
I'm listening.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. The system that we have, this first-past-the-post system, it is effectively a degenerate form of ranked-choice voting. It's ranked-choice voting with only one rank allowed. If we remove the restriction that says vote for only one, though, we don't end up with ranked-choice voting. If we just remove that restriction, we're already counting the votes in a way that would allow multiple votes in the same election to be counted. And we end up with an approval voting system.
Mm-hmm.
We could also, in addition to that, give people the option that if they don't find anyone at all they want to cast their vote of support for, they could actually cast a single disapproval vote and have that in the end subtracted from the net vote count. So there would be a record of, you know, this many votes cast in approval and this many votes.
No, I get it. Those are two of probably a dozen different voting systems that, you know, are debated at length. But the simple reality is we're either going to have, on a state-by-state, city-by-city basis, ranked choice voting or first-past-the-post winner-take-all voting. Because, I guess New York State had fusion voting. It still does, I believe. That never caught on anywhere outside of New York State, and that dates back to the 19th century. So, it's an interesting conversation, Dak, but it's purely an intellectual conversation. You know, it's a rhetorical exercise.
Really, because
nobody is seriously
really
proposing
this. But some changes could be made at the federal level.
In order to make that happen, you're going to have to get one or both of the political parties in favor of it, or at least a handful of politicians, and none of them are.
I'm well aware, and I'm hoping they might be hearing your program, and maybe they'll go ahead and do that. If Kamala really wants to get a whole bunch more votes, that would be a good way to do it, is say, hey, look, yeah, there is something wrong there, and it's not what the opponent's been claiming, and we can fix it.
I got it. Dak, thanks for the call. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom, let me give you a little good news. Can you hear the dam breaking? Today, the mayor of Oklahoma City came out and basically endorsed Kamala Harris.
I know.
He wouldn't even give her by the name. The mayor of Waukesha, Wisconsin, has Fred Upton, who's like 30-year Republican congressman from very red Southwest Michigan, has endorsed Kamala Harris.
Dick
Susan
friggin'
Ford,
Cheney, and, you know, is voting for her.
Yeah, but Susan Ford has come out and endorsed it.
Yeah.
There is going to be a tidal wave of people coming out.
I think so too. I keep saying I think this is going to be a blowout, and I know that the polls defy that, and the pundits defy that, and the media continues to say, "Oh no, it's a horse race, it's a horse race," and maybe it is. I don't know. You know, I was caught flat-footed in 2016, or surprised, shall we say? You know, when the Russians and Jill Stein helped Donald Trump become president, I didn't expect it, but. I think you're right.
The Russians use the Electoral College.
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to do right now. I mean, the Russians are trying to do it again.
Absolutely, but I'm seeing a blowout.
I think you're right, Tom. But please, anybody listening, don't take that to the bank. Go vote. Tom, thank you. It's 44 minutes and a half past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls next.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. Happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies. It can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box. The next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's NOKBox.com. NOKBOX. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. President Biden will be in Arizona Friday as the federal government apologizes for abusing Native American children in federally mandated boarding schools.
I'm heading to do something that should have been done a long time ago. Make a formal apology to the Indian nations for the way we treated their children.
Friday marks 1 year since the killing of 18 people by a gunman in Lewiston, Maine. WGME-TV reporter Daniel Lamparello covered it.
A lot of people thought that we were safe from violence like that. And ultimately, what happened 1 year ago ended up knocking on our door. It was an awful, tragic day.
Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon is asking a court to resentence Lyle and Eric Menendez for the 1989 killings of their parents.
Because of the age upon which they were convicted, under 26, under current law, that means they're eligible for youthful parole.
CBS News Brief.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 9 Wisconsin counties have record-breaking unemployment numbers, according to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. The announcement came from Governor Tony Evers on Wednesday. Meanwhile, up in the Northwoods, they're making long-term plans for climate change. The Department of Natural Resources announced a new proposal for Rib Mountain State Park. Downhill skiing has been the focal point of the park for decades, but with a 5-degree Fahrenheit increase expected by 2041, the area will be getting less snow. Tony Schumacher, owner of the Great Lakes Weather Service.
Over the past 20 years in Michigan and Wisconsin, we definitely have seen an increase in rain and thaw events throughout the winter season. Some 30 or 40 years ago, it was more common to be able to open the ski hills in this part of the world generally in mid-November. Now it's often been getting pushed back to late November or even into mid-December.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're getting on in years and trying to get on the Golden Bachelorette just to meet girls, here is one girl you will not have a shot at. Martha Stewart told Andy Cohen on his Watch What Happens Live podcast that she would never appear on the Golden Bachelorette, not even for big bucks, because the guys aren't hot enough. Soap icon Susan Lucci also stated she was contacted by the show, but declined. Are man boobs and beer guts out? Did I miss a meeting? Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer have finally buried the hatchet and ended their decades-long feud. On a recent episode of Danson and Woody Harrelson's Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, the two discussed their 30-year tiff. Danson said he recalled getting angry at Grammer on the set of Cheers, and it just sort of stuck. For 3 decades, Danson apologized to Grammer on the show, who said he had no hard feelings and all is now well. Thank goodness. In a related story, Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer were in a decades-long feud. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances ending or clouds rather stubborn. Light winds at lower 40s by daybreak. Morning clouds Friday will give way to gradual clearing. Highs in the upper 50s, northwest winds gusting to nearly 25. Currently 46 degrees.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Oh,
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What, were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It
like,
really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh yeah, 17 that's years definitely, ago. Definitely 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
You wondering why Republicans are lying about the polls? Yeah, that's all the place setter for Big Lie 2.0. I discuss it next. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Be aware. Show the world how much we care. Every voice, every hand. Together we can make a stand.
It's 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Tom in Lebanon, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's up?
I just got to say that there's a secret about Trump. The reason he doesn't have pets is because he eats his pets.
He certainly seems obsessed with eating pets. I'll give you that.
Well, the reason I called was because here in Ohio, I went to vote, and we have a ballot initiative about gerrymandering.
I know.
And it's very confusing.
Yep.
Because if you've heard about this already?
I have, and your Secretary of State rewrote the ballot measure in a way that
exactly
that you can't tell if you're voting for or against gerrymandering because
exactly
the Republicans desperately want to retain gerrymandering. So tell us
exactly
which way Ohioans should be voting on this, Tom.
Yes, yes, and yes. And you know something, Tom, I wasn't aware of this because we don't have a newspaper here in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't aware of the issues involved. I heard gerrymandering.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm against gerrymandering. So when I read the thing, the first thing it says, repeal constitutional protections against gerrymandering. Well, it's just
it's
the opposite
it's a,
of what,
it's a
you know.
Double or triple negative, isn't it?
Exactly. It was crazy. But anyway, I just wanted to put this out there so that people in Ohio will know they if they oppose gerrymandering, they need to vote yes.
Okay. If you oppose gerrymandering, vote yes. Tom, thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it. And, we've had David Pepper on the program, the former chairman of your Democratic Party in Ohio, on, and he's mentioned this also. These tricks that the Republicans play when, they just can't play fair. They never
play
fair.
Here's the other thing, too. Tom, one other point I want to make. The Citizens Against Politicians, who brought the initiative up, mm-hmm. they filed a lawsuit, and the Supreme Court on partisan lines voted, and it said, we cannot change the ballot language unless it's deceptive and confusing. Well, that's what it is.
Exactly. Exactly.
They're so corrupt.
No, yeah, you know, you've got a Republican Supreme Court there, too. You're absolutely right. Tom, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Tina in Cottonwood, Arizona. Hey, Tina, what's up?
Well, I read a disturbing article in Newsweek that said Maricopa County over here in Arizona, the officials said that it could take up to 10 to 13 days to count the votes in Maricopa County.
Is that because they're and mandating a hand recount of everything?
I don't know what they're going to do, but we count our mail-in ballots early, so why is it going to take 10 to 13 days to count up all the votes?
I think, you know, I can't speak specifically to what's going on in Arizona or even in Maricopa County, but I can tell you that, for example, in Pennsylvania, in 2019, Republicans passed a law saying that, or maybe it was 2020, Republicans passed a law saying that mail-in ballots could not even be opened or counted until after the election was over, which guarantees that we won't know the results of Pennsylvania until, at the very earliest, probably late Wednesday. After the election, and probably Thursday. And so it sounds like they're trying to do the same thing. And Republicans do this so that they can squeal about election fraud, so that they can claim that the election's being stolen right in front of our eyes. Look at this. You know, Donald Trump won the you know, the time of day election, but now all these, you know, quack, quack, quack. So, you know, get ready. It's going to come. Tina, thank you for the call. Alex in Orange County, California. Hey, Alex, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks so much for taking my call. I've been a longtime listener of my parents, and thank you so much for your encouragement to help out. I am actually writing postcards as you speak on my day off.
God bless you, Alex.
People out to vote in Pennsylvania. Just want to mention one quick thing. I'm always so shocked. I'm 31 years old, maybe looking at having kids in the future. Why aren't the Republicans doing anything to help people with, you know, front load having kids, making housing more affordable, making child care? I heard South Korea wants to make $7 a day or something. If they really want people to have kids, let's have them do that.
No, they just want to pander to the right wing religious freaks in the Catholic and evangelical movements. That's it. I mean, you know, they're just looking for votes. The Republican Party is and has been throughout my entire lifetime. Basically, the party of the very wealthy, you know, but there's not enough wealthy people to get them votes. So they pander to groups, you know, they pander to racists, they pander to religious freaks. But, you know, they really, you know, they'll talk pro-life all day long. But if they were really pro-life, if they were really pro-child, as you point out, Alex, they would be doing something about it. Instead, they actually fight these efforts. When Democrats say, OK, well, you know, let's renew the WIC program, women and infants, you know, children. You know, that gives food subsidies to you know, low-income women who just gave birth. Republicans say no. You know, they fight these things. So, you know, it's just a continual battle. Alex, thank you for the
crazy
call.
World.
Yeah, it
thank
is.
Thank you for what you do, Tom.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for your kind words. Your point was very, very well made. Thank you. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Anything Goes Friday. Same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We lighten it up with Milwaukee Record Monthly, and this shouldn't be a thing to close it out. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear?